Or is it start a new file? Anyway, tonight we have Danville DRB, one hearing tonight. Amendment to the original permit 2024-11 for Marty's to convert the prior on-grade loading area to store space. This will create one additional ADA parking space, correct? This amendment will require a waiver to increase the approved building footprint by approximately 500 square feet. So I am the chair, Brian Henderson. You probably know everybody here. Terry Hoffer, Mickey Bullock, and Wes Standish, and you know Dennis. And Greg is a spectator or observer here. So this is Warren 31 October in the Caledonia Record. Hearing date is today, 06 November. And I will just ask you to do a brief presentation on that. Basically, A&R said your wetland buffer got moved, right? And that prompted this whole thing, so you can take it from there.
Yeah, originally... Well, nothing's changing with the footprint of the of the building, the boundaries, basically. With the wetlands, we just may have to put the dumpster pad forward just a little bit to avoid a wetland buffer.
But that traffic lane increased on that side of the building? It got wider?
It is about 12 feet, I believe, to get a... you need a small gas truck to get behind the building. But the reason I'm here today is because I was, when we started designing the interior part of the new section of our building, we got looking at where our on-grade delivery truck would be delivering, which is our bread truck once or twice a week and our chip truck. Times a week, everything else comes tractor trailer truck
to a loading dock.
To a loading dock, and the loading dock plug right into our loading dock now with a garage door, so that we don't right now we have to open the garage door and let all the heat out. So now we're going to be able to plug right in, and so there'll be less heat loss. But what I'd like to change is where the on-grade delivery truck comes into the building. Sorry, the store's behind me. I'm going to ignore it. And we have it right up front, to the right of the main entrance of the store. And when we started looking at it a little bit closer, I was thinking that that would probably be... is not the ideal spot for an on-grade delivery, especially since we only get about 4 trucks of on-grade delivery a week. And it's in a prime location in front of the store. So why don't we square off the building right in front of the store, create another parking spot, which would be another prime parking spot close to the front door, away from the gas pumps, and move the entrance for the on-grade delivery truck driver so that I have one less entrance into the store right up front for safety purposes. I've been paying attention a lot to our back door lately at the store, and we have a lot of customers using our back door. And I want to change that, and I don't want to create that problem by having the on-grade delivery right up front with a door. So I want the door to be in the back where the tractor-trailer truck drivers will also come through. And the on-grade delivery will just be to the right of the tractor-trailer trucks, and they'll just have a door. And it's going to be right in front of our dumpsters. So our dumpster...
So it's on the right end of the building.
Yeah, and I have a bunch of copies if anyone wants to.
Yeah, the ones that got scanned were kind of.
Yeah, fuzzy. I haven't had the architect go ahead and do a big drawing of it because.
Get over there. You want to share this?
Yeah, we can share one.
So, what is highlighted in the yellow, I believe I did have all the copies, is the increased square footage.
Right.
And the old design, I do have to bring that with me to show it to repair it. So here's a picture of it. I don't know if you can see it. Right by that railing, there's another, that access door right there in the front of the building at the store. Mm. And for safety purposes, I want that door to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so this basically would be what's closed off now.
Mm-hmm.
With the increased 500, and I think it's 507 total square feet right there. And then the on-grade delivery now will happen right here, and this, they'll go in this door. And
got
this
it.
Store we're going to change to sort of like a buzzer system. So.
And then you just push your dumpsters back so that you're not obstructing that door.
And then the dumpsters will go back. And as long as the wetlands approves that corner of the buffer zone, it's where we're at. If the wetlands does not approve that corner, then our dumpsters are going to be pretty close to mm-hmm. this door, and then the on-grade delivery will just be right up by the back here. Obviously, there's going to be railings.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be. They're not showing this picture. So the point is to get rid of this on-grade delivery truck, get another vehicle, so we don't have a delivery right in front of the store right there. It'll be another parking slot, and get rid of that door so that I don't have customers using it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have any customers else using that door. Because it's starting to be quite a problem where the setup at our store right now.
So that's going to turn into store space, not storage space, right?
It'll be storage.
It'll be retail space.
Section, actually, right in that corner. The produce is currently being designed as you walk in the front door to the right. It'll be registered in the keep going. So it'll be an entry section for the produce.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with this, but could you describe how the path that a typical customer would follow going into the store?
Yep.
I mean, I know that to go down to your new freezer cases where you have all that stuff along the south wall
mm-hmm.
is kind of a detour for me when I go into the store.
Yep.
But I'm beginning to imagine it is more like a supermarket layout.
It's going to be all open.
Where it's all going to be all open, and the produce is going to be down.
It's going to be in the new section.
In the new section.
Walk to the new front door. There's the little breezeway, so there'll be double doors to keep the cashiers a little bit warmer in the winter.
Right.
And then when you turn right into the section of the building, cashiers will be there, and then all the way into that corner where that
produce.
That'll be all produce.
Right.
And then 12 inch of dairy on the whole outskirts, and then it's going to be your pay, our new meat department will all be in the new section. And then aisles are going to go walk in the store.
Sure. The meat section, where is that going?
It's going to go in the new.
In the new,
Because we're going to upgrade so that the butter is cutting in a cold environment. Where they right now they cut, they take things from the bring it out, cut it behind the permanent case. Now they'll cut in a cold environment.
I don't often have the chance to say this, but the service those people provide in the meat department is just over the top, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you've heard that.
And there's a little bit of value of actually seeing it happen, too. So,
right.
I mean, there's nice interaction, to be honest with you. So, if they're out of sight, you know, good products that are still.
Yeah, I mean, it will be, you'll still be able to see, there'll be glass windows through so where you're standing to get served. And there'll be glass windows into the cutting room.
Nice.
Deli meats slice out front.
I don't have any further questions, really. That all seems inconsequential.
I don't know when the appropriate time for me to speak is, but I saw the posting up on the things are happening. My general interests remain as I go through the planning and zoning of parking, seemed like it was, you know, the details of the process. Somebody put some thought into why, et cetera, et cetera. So the medians and the parking, you know, how do you plow that? And from someone that comes from a place that had a lot of light pollution in the last 20 years, you know, just is, are we turning the lights off in the evening and stuff? This is just
all at 2:50.
Yeah,
so it doesn't concern.
So well, the parking is local planning commission, correct? There's requirements in the parking.
We might not
be addressing that in this meeting. So
we reviewed that and approved that at our last hearing. All the improvements to the parking lot in terms of signage and arrows and number of parking spaces and all that. And at this time, we're actually adding one more ADA space. Are we moving that space, or is this an additional ADA?
So we spent a lot of time on that, Greg.
Yeah, just trying to keep up.
Yeah. The 500 square foot amendment to the plan.
Yeah.
The new ADA space goes right adjacent to the spec area already. That's where the.
It'll be right to the right of the one that's already existing.
So, yeah, right in front of the cornered off section.
And how many do we have for ADA spaces? Or how many are required? I don't remember. I don't remember the other prior plan. We'd have to look at that.
Seven?
It's around somewhere.
Seven? It rings a bell, but I don't remember.
So it's all the spec.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That has to be.
Well, ADA's.
And V-Trans has been involved.
Right.
As part of the Act 250, and they wanted to know about ingress and egress in the parking lot, and they had all their answers or all their questions answered.
Right, they were on that from the beginning, and they were kind of particular. So,
right.
But again, we went through all that parking stuff already last hearing, and that should all be good to go at this point.
And so, I'm hoping that this will be the final design. But I mean, is it going to come back down to Act 250, and whether they're going to accept the boundary, like where the dumpsters are. They're just worried about a buffer space right there. And so I'm just waiting. I've been waiting 5 weeks now when they told me it would be 7 days. So I'm now 5 weeks of not moving forward on this project. And it's frustrating.
Well, sure.
But we're hoping that this is, Tyler, the civil engineer who's working on Act 250, thought it would be appropriate to come to this meeting anyway with a new design.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to approve it. If they don't approve it, then what he thinks is that the dumpster pad is going to have to slide forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like that may be the only change. And so I can keep you informed on that if you be or... It'll be the dumpster pad itself in the structure of the building. But I get a lot of surprises every day. I'm really hoping I have a response soon.
Yeah, just, really?
I'm not at the point of bugging.
Sure. So I missed that because I was trying to get the recording going, but could you just give us a quick update on the Act 250 thing and where that is or what they've asked for, if anything?
Or yeah.
They haven't said anything yet.
Not really. I've had a preliminary. Someone came in from an environmental company, and I can't recall the name, before someone from Wetlands came in to get an opinion
mm-hmm.
on the land. And then the Wetlands woman, her name is Julie, came in. I met with her for a couple hours that morning. We were in the woods and she was looking at the boundaries and the maps, and she at that point said she didn't see any issues, and then she would get back to me in days.
Did they move that boundary? I thought you mentioned that last time you came in, and they moved it to give you a little more space. Okay.
There is like a buffer zone.
Yeah.
It's a little over my head.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and they want What we're doing is we're not increasing what's already there. So we're not like, there's one tree that does have to come down because it's falling down and it might be a hazard. And she approved that, or she said, yes, this needs to come down for sure. But we're not increasing. We're not like cutting trees. We're not logging. We're
right, using the existing pavement
and gravel.
All right.
That's there. So I'm just waiting for that. So I'm hoping that this will be the
right
design.
There's no calendar day limit. 30 days.
Say?
Yeah. Oh, this is.
It's a permitting process.
Yeah. Torturous.
Yeah, it just wait, make one call.
Yeah. Spend more money and time.
Yeah, it's like this. It's kept us beautiful for a couple hundred years at least.
Yeah, so the architect's on hold. I'm sending it to our engineers to get pricing of the building. And so I can't go to bid and I can't go to banks because I know nothing.
Right, right. It's all
so I'm just,
in flux.
The idea is not to make it silence. The only reason why I brought you back here was because we had granted a waiver, and the waiver was getting increased.
Yeah. So
correct.
That made sense. If they were to come back, because Wetland said, slide your dumpster up. That's something that I could talk in mind about.
Sure.
Everybody would be good with that. That's typical. Because otherwise, as I know how the process goes, you're back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You never bring an end to it.
Right.
So you stay focused.
Yeah, no, well, definitely.
So just as another little side thing, did V-Trans ever say anything or make any progress on a crosswalk there by changing the speed limits?
No, I haven't heard anything, but
that was the criteria. The speed limit was too high.
Changed.
But it seems like you sure could use one there.
People are getting pulled over tonight. So
good.
Go by the store. Yeah, I didn't notice it, but my daughter noticed it. She did. Do you see the 40-mile-an-hour sign by our house? And I'm like, no, I didn't see it. But they did change it.
Oh, they changed it?
Well, yeah, right past my driveway to the barn, it's 40 miles an hour now. That's the part. I think it was farther down.
Yeah, I think
so,
too.
I've never rolled around a sign there.
But they needed 35. I think they needed 35 for a crosswalk, right?
Yeah, I think that's what they
said. So if they had to change it, they would.
I think it still hits 35 when you get up to closer to town.
Or 30. Halfway up the hill, it drops to 30.
Oh, okay.
Not that anybody drives 30. Yeah. All right, I have no further questions. Anybody else?
While you're here, I was going to have you solve the waste oil problem by the end of the building.
The oil tank had a hole in the bottom of it.
How sad.
Yeah. Oh, so was there a spill?
Just our fryolator oil that we dump out every night in the
every night, fryolator. Wow.
The tank had a hole in it, so. Yeah, that's fixed.
Interesting.
It was messy for a while.
It was messy. It was all over town.
Yeah.
I had to get up from my husband.
You want a motion on this? Or?
Sure. Go for it.
I move we approve the amendment application as presented.
To approve a waiver for an additional 500 square feet of building footprint.
507 is what the plan is.
507?
Yeah, I think that's what it says in the
approximately.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Yep.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right. That's preliminary from the last couple
of minutes. Yeah.
All right, motion to adjourn at whatever time it is, 17:51.
Yep, move that too.
Okay, and that concludes this hearing.
Speaking of,
do you have something else?
Oh no.
Okay.
Sure, that's fine.